see if they would be applicable and tie back to one of our lower ticket offers. And in which case, ever since doing that, I've landed a lot more of the lower offers on people who are unqualified for higher ticket offers, but still able to actually increase my commissions and generate more money for myself.
Welcome to the Closers Network podcast, where we show you what's possible when you make a decision to join the remote sales revolution. This podcast is for you if you are currently trying to break into a lucrative remote closing opportunity, or if you want the resources to massively increase your monthly commissions. The e-learning space is an estimated $400 billion, and there are more than 250 million creators online and growing every day. We believe those who get into remote sales now will be massively rewarded in the future. If you're ready to explode your remote sales career and land better opportunities, join us for free at theclosersnetwork.com. Sit back and enjoy.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Closers Network podcast. Today, guys, we have a returning guest. Guess who's back? Back again. Chubbs is back. Yeah. Tell your friends. Hey, guys, but we're excited because, honestly, Christian's story really resonated, it seemed like, with most of our audience. And so I wanted to have Christian back on. This episode is going to be a little bit of a shorter one than you guys are used to previously. But we're excited, guys. But before we get started, I just want to remind you guys that if you're here at the Closers Network podcast, it's because we're giving you the tools that you need to make 10 to 30K a month consistently as a remote high ticket closer, even with no experience, guys. So we're super pumped. Thank you guys for tuning in. And Christian, aka Chubbs, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Glad to be back.
Awesome. Well, hey, you know, what I wanted to kind of talk about today on our kind of short episode here, right, is, you know, we talked about your story last time.
Yes.
And how far you've come from your construction background, making a transition into the high ticket space, making five figures your first month, changing your life, right? What I really want to dive into that I don't think we got a chance to last time, right, was basically the coaching that was involved with helping you get to where you're at today, right? And the continuous coaching. For those who don't know, right, we have a couple one-on-one coaching offers, and it's really, hey, like once you've landed that gig, well, what do I do to get better, right? And that's exactly what we want to talk to you about today is Christian's continuous journey to level him up as a closer by continuing to invest in himself, not just in the coaching program where we help double, triple, potentially even quadruple your sales ratio, right? If you're a seasoned existing closer looking to really take it to the next level, but also Christian just invested to our first in-person Closers Network event. And it was a pretty hefty investment, let me tell you, but a very worthwhile one and one that's going to pay off. And so this is a man that continues investing in himself, continues bettering himself. And so let's talk about Christian, if you don't mind, man. A little bit. I know you've been coaching with Trish weekly, right? Yeah. And so you have some coaching sessions you've been doing there. Would love to kind of hear from you, right? Like, how have things been going as someone who's been part of the company more than a couple of years now, right? You're a little bit more seasoned. You're not new anymore, but you're still finding the need for some coaching maybe, right?
Oh, 100%.
And so I'd love to kind of hear from you what that looks like from a 30,000 foot view and how some of these coaching calls and sessions with Coach Trish have been going for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll say this, the whole experience I would say here at 1CC has been a lot of coaching. So having sold for multiple different accounts, multiple different offers, each time I'm on a new offer, I had to be coached up, mm-hmm. right? You've actually played a role in that yourself personally, Rich, my cousins as well. They've all taken time to help me get better and just kind of help fill the cracks on gaps that I might have. Fast forward 2.5 years later, right? Obviously, I've got a really good idea how to do the closing. I understand how to have the conversations. I understand what's required. But it doesn't mean that I don't lack sometimes or I just forget things, mm-hmm. you know, little simple things or even just sometimes it's belief issues. Mm-hmm. You know, because everyone is remote, everybody's still kind of left to their own devices. That's where the coaching piece, I think, really kind of comes in handy. So the fact that I do have the opportunity to coach with people like Trish weekly, I do have the access and the ability to reach out to my cousin Marisa when I was selling for her accounts to get coaching by her, even from you. Like these things have all consistently helped me stay able to operate at like a high level. Now, kind of going back to the question about how has it been helping me just even more recently, like with Trish, So I had an offer that I'm selling for, and I kind of had a way that I would present it. And the way I would present it, the offer itself has multiple different offers in terms of price points that you can utilize. Mm-hmm. I try not to go through all of them. I try to really just diagnose, see what makes the most sense, and then kind of give out a couple. Simplifying it, what I would do is I would actually present a few different options. And then even if none of these options were applicable, like financially, like we just try to get something to go and it would not happen, they couldn't qualify for any level of financing or something like this, there was other even lower offers where I was not presenting them, mm-hmm. right? And for me, it's because I created a belief within myself that, like, you know what, I presented them options, but I was presenting it in a way where, hey, you know what, like, this is what we have. So I felt uncomfortable, like, saying, here's what we have. Oh, well, this didn't work. Okay, let's go down. And then it just made it seem like there was always something even lower. And I just felt kind of uncomfortable with it, you know?
Right.
Like, it was, just didn't feel right. So through coaching, it even kind of helped me expand my mindset and my beliefs and things like this. Got on a call with Trish, and we kind of went through this. And so she hit me with this little line, and it was just, she's like, Christian, she's like, have you ever heard me talk about value over price, you know? And I was like, well, you know what, Trish? I says, actually, I don't think I've heard you mention that one. She's like, well, that's because you haven't been on these coaching calls. And I was like, okay, I'll try to make those ones. And basically what she was expressing to me was, it's not so much you having to worry about the price, but making sure that, hey, like, how can we still provide value?
Right.
Right. And so when I kind of got that through my head, I had a better way of reframing my questions where, hey, if none of these options could work for you, it's not that, like, hey, that's all we had. It's just, hey, you know, based on what you're trying to do, like, really figuring out, like, what's the one or two things that we can utilize that's really going to help you get this going, mm-hmm. right? And if there was, like, one or two things, knowing what those were, see if they would be applicable and tie back to one of our lower ticket offers. And if it did, be like, hey, you know what? If that's the case, why don't we leverage one of these lower offers? Let's get some momentum. Let's keep things going, in which case you can get started now, you know, and see if that makes more sense for you as a way to actually take an actionable step. And in which case, ever since doing that, I've landed a lot more of the lower offers on people who were unqualified for higher ticket offers, but still able to actually increase my commissions and generate more money for myself.
Yep. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, for someone that, you know, is going through that, right? And is maybe having that, not necessarily like limiting belief, but just kind of coming into challenges in the sales call, right? What do you think causes that, where even someone who's seasoned, myself, right, you or any seasoned salesperson, right? What do you think causes that kind of change in the process? Like, do you think it's just boredom of just, hey, like, I'm doing the same thing on every call, it's just working, but I kind of get bored of doing the same thing? Is it just like, hey, as time goes on, I kind of forget you know, the things I was taught initially, right? The simple stuff, right? What do you think that maybe stems from? Because we're all guilty of it, but I'm just curious to know if you've been able to be aware of what that comes from.
So I think it could come from, like what you're saying, is the fact of when you get really, really good at sales, mm-hmm. to some degree, it can kind of get boring because you're literally having the exact same conversation over and over and over.
Right.
And one thing Rich kind of told me early on is he's like, hey, if it's working, don't change it, right? But what happens is because it's working and you're making money and you're doing good, sometimes you feel like, okay, hey, you know what? Now I can try something new. Try to add something in that maybe can either help me shorten my call time.
Flare it up a little bit.
Yeah, just add a little more pizzazz to it, you know? But in all reality, really my whole thing was always trying to figure out just how can I just try to do what I'm doing now faster? Right. How can I get to the point and get to the conclusion of what's going to help you make a decision sooner, as opposed to maybe where a call could take me 50 minutes to an hour? How can I do that in like 20 to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so you start trying all these different things. You start removing things out of your conversation. In this process, you're creating new habits sometimes. And then without you realizing it, by you keep trying to do new things, you start to embed these patterns into your conversations. So sometimes what I kind of run into is I've been known to try new things pretty frequently, in which case I'll either get with Rich or I'll get with Trish or I'll get with you. And usually what it is for me, it's just a reminder. Hey, just go back to the basics.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. If I ever find that I'm struggling, it's usually one of those things. Hey, you're over explaining something, right? None of this part matters. Hey, you're missing something in the discovery. It's usually just what I've kind of realized again is just keep it super simple. It's the little acronym KISS, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Share with me the feeling that you get. I know the feeling of maybe being in a spot where you feel like, man, nothing's working, or man, my calls aren't going like they should be, right? And then you have that coaching session, and then it's kind of like you have that aha moment. The light bulb is back on. Share with me the feeling, what it's like to have a comeback, right? Where you go from having that, like, let's just call it a losing streak, to now, dude, you're on like a winning streak where you're closing 3 deals plus a day, right? Like, what is that feeling like after that coaching session and you slam some deals? Like, explain that.
So, well, anytime you slam a deal, you get excited.
That's right.
There is just something to be said. You know, there's a huge like dopamine hit that you get. So if you're in a position though where you're not closing deals and it's been a day or two or even 3 days sometimes, and you're just like, you start to have the mental fatigue, you start to like mentally be worn out, like you start having the imposter syndrome, you know, like, can I really do this? And I realize it's just part of the journey. The reality is you can, and just keep doing what was working. But to answer the question, when you come back, right, you go and you're like, okay, hey, you know what? I'm not doing it. Let me reach out for some help, which is the other big piece, reaching out.
Proactiveness.
Be proactive. So reach out, get some help. Review your calls. Have someone else review your calls. See what's going on. What are the couple of key things that you feel like you're missing? And usually whatever it is that you feel like you're missing, that's probably not what it was. Somebody else looking at it can say, hey, this is the problem over here, you know? And so, anyways, to go back into the question, you start closing a deal, you get fired up. You know, anytime I close a deal, you're probably one of the first people I call. I hit Trish up, or I'll just hit someone. And just, it's great to celebrate that. But then from that moment, usually what I get hit with in a return is like, hey, get on the next call.
Keep the momentum going.
Don't talk to me. Get on the next call. Right, hey, good job. Go talk to someone else. And the reason they do that is because they know right now you're just in a peak state. So it's a great feeling. I always feel great whenever I close a deal. It's always awesome, especially doing it once you've had a little bit of a lull, to come back and just start banging out some deals. And especially not just one, but two or three, sometimes 4 deals in a day. You're just like, shit, I'm the man. You know, like, you feel great.
Let's play a game. The best time to close a deal is
right after you close a deal.
That's right. Woo! Let's go. That's right. That's right. That's a famous saying we have internally here where, you know, Christian's talking to. It's like, hey, the second best time to close a deal is right after that first one. All right. Or it goes on from there. But no, that's awesome, man. Really appreciate you sharing that. So I'm excited for your chubs because I know you got a lot of amazing things in the works right now. I think, you know, I love how far you've come. I love how you continue to invest and develop in yourself. It's really awesome to have you part of the team, the culture, man. So we enjoy it. This podcast, again, is not necessarily supposed to be as long as some of our initial podcasts. But that being said, I just want to kind of give you an opportunity if you want to throw some final thoughts into it or anything you kind of want to share.
So if anything, I would say just find ways to keep learning, keep improving, outreach to people, connect, go to conferences, go to events, invest into yourself. I want to say Rich just did a thing on this, talking about investing into yourself too. And I've done it in the past. I've done it a few times on different programs and different offers. Well, the funny one actually is the one I just did recently, like you kind of talked about in the very beginning of this episode, but it was for the actual, like the 1CC, the workshop we're doing in March. And it's funny because, just to be completely transparent, I could probably go to that for free if I wanted to. But instead of doing that, I really wanted to use that as an opportunity for self-growth. And I try to look, again, at the people who are doing bigger and better things than me. And the people who are usually at the top, they're always investing into themselves. They're always finding ways to grow and expand. And it's, I've kind of reframed my thinking aspect a little bit, even starting for this year. Was like, hey, you know, this year I wanted to go to a few events. I talked to you last year about this. I'm like, hey, 2024, I want to go to like 2-3 events, something where I'm going out, just going to go have a good time. And you mentioned the same. And then it just so happened the first event I'll probably be attending is going to be the one that we're hosting. But that part there is still just investing into yourself. They always pay off. I would say tenfold.
Love it, man. Love it. I appreciate it. So guys, the event is officially our first in-person event. It's happening right here in beautiful Canyon Lake, California. We are sold out. It was limited to 25 seats, so we sold out 25 seats. With that being said, if you're interested to get on the list for the second in-person event we do, it's going to be in quarter 2 of this year, 2024. make sure you get inside of school, look for the Closers Network group, find me, shoot me a DM, let me know you're interested, and I'll send you out some information. We can get connected. And if you're looking, and if you're someone who's already like seasoned in coaching, right? Or in sales, right? You're looking for that edge. You're looking to double, triple, maybe even quadruple that closing ratio, depending where you're at right now. Then you can have Coach Trish helping you out in a 90-day coaching, right? One-on-one to make sure that you level up and you get the results that you're looking for, guys. So Coach Trish and I, we're not going to be around forever. Believe me, we're not going to coach forever. And so you want to take advantage of this now, right? While the opportunity is here, because at some point in time, we're going to maybe have some coaches and it's not maybe going to be directly us coaching. So you want to leverage us to the best of your abilities right now, guys. So if you're interested to talk about coaching, right? Shoot, get inside of the Closers Network in school. There's a link below in the description here. You can click the link. It's free, guys. You can join for completely free. In fact, we do Monday through Friday live coaching calls inside of the School Closers Network for free, Monday through Friday, right? But that being said, if you're looking for something a little bit more intimate, you're looking to hire me or hire a Coach Trish to be your one-to-one coach, you want to make sure you get in there and shoot us a DM or click the link below. You can just go ahead and apply real quick and jump on a call. So that being said, Christian, I really appreciate you coming back down, man. I'm excited. I would love to have you here sooner than later again.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for making the time, man. I know it's valuable for you. I know you're crushing deals out there. So thank you so much for coming out.
Absolutely, Mike. Appreciate
it. We love having you, man. Awesome. Bye. You guys have a great one.